Praise the Lord.
我们在这里一起来敬拜神。
That we're here to worship the Lord together.
我就是想鼓励大家。
We want to encourage you.
我们来参加神的，我们来参加主日敬拜。
When we come to Sunday worship,
我们不是来看一个表演。
It's not to watch a show.
你是自己来敬拜神。
It's that you come before the Lord.
你要遇见耶稣。
That you need to meet the Lord.
你要听到耶稣对你说。
You need to listen. You know, hear what the Lord says to you.
其实主日敬拜的每一段节目，你都可以听到耶稣。
Actually, in every part of the Sunday worship, the Lord can speak to you.
连收奉献的时候，神都可以说对。
Even in the tithe and offering.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们真正的英文叫做 engaged， 让我们真正的专注在主耶稣的身上。
Let us really focus on our Lord.
今天我们是
engage ourselves.
今天我们是活在一个动荡不安的时代。
Today we're living in the time of turmoil.
我们看看新闻，我们就知道。
When we look at the news, we know.
从九月初的时候开始一个叫占领华尔街运动。
From the beginning of September, there's a movement that called Occupy Wall Street movement.
下面你就看到占领，占领，到处都要占领。
Then you will see everywhere is occupy, occupy this place and that place.
其实它这个运动也有它的道理在里面。
Well, even in this movement, there's a reason behind it.
他说是99%的人要反对那1%人的剥削。
It says that the 99% are uprising against the 1%.
我特别注意那个，我特别注意那个新闻。
I really focus on the news.
我发现台北也有占领，你们知道吗？
I realize that even in Taipei, there are people occupy.
然后香港也有占领。
Even in Hong Kong, the people start to occupy.
台北他们是占领那个101大楼附近的商业区。
In Taipei, they start to occupy the 101 building in the very central commercial center.
但是没有太多人。
But it wasn't that many people.
但是有三四十个人要占领。
About 30 to 40 people.
其他人在看热闹。
Other people were just like watching the show.
我们也看，我们也看到新闻讲到欧盟跟 G20 啊，要解决希腊的这个天文数字国债的问题。
We also saw it on the news that and the Euro Union trying to help rescue Greece from their great debts.
他们两边的这个商谈就发现影响到全世界的股票市场。
You realize that how their discussion.Actually, influence and impact the world stock market.
还有美国联邦国债现在是15兆的那个大黑洞。
And American federal debt has 15 trillion big hole in debts.
政府也没有办法提出一个方法是这个两党能够同意来解决这个问题。
And the government cannot come up with a solution that the two parties would agree upon.
所以我们看到在世界的经济领域里面。
So that we can see that in the world economical realm,
有许多的震动正在发生。
There are many shaking going on.
许多大的改变要来到。
There are many changes that are coming.
你们有多少人知道昨天在 Berkeley 地区有地震的举手
？How many do you know that yesterday there was an earthquake in Berkeley?
3.2级。
It was 3.2.
这个 Berkeley 地区在过去几个礼拜好多地震。
In Berkeley, there has been a lot of earthquake in the past few weeks.
很小的地震。
There were like minor ones.
所以有的人都不知道。
Some people doesn't even realize it.
其实对加州人来说，地震已经习惯了。
If actually to people who live in California, earthquake is like so normal.
我们看到。神容许很多的震动来到这个全世界。
But we can see that the Lord allows so many shaking that comes to us.
我最近也听到很多的弟兄姊妹们不同教会的跟我讲，面对很多困难的事情。
And recently I've heard of a lot of brothers and sisters among us that they are facing difficulties in their life.
所以这个震动就会带出改变。
And this shaking will lead to changes in our life.
改变是好是坏要看你这个人。
Well, it depends if it's a change towards a good or bad.
看你怎么反应。
It depends on how you react to this.
我们在研读《使徒行传》。
When we study the book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》第十章跟第十一章的地方。
In chapter 10 and 11.
我们也看到一个很大的震动。
We can see there's a really great shaking.
一个震动临到彼得跟当代犹太人的基督徒。
A shaking that come upon the Peter, Apostle Peter, and the Jewish leaders and the Jewish people.
这是对他们一个观念的震动。
It is a shaking in the perspective.
我们今天就来看一看。
Let us see it today.
第一个，我们在这段经文哈，我们要看，我们读一段经文哈，在《使徒行传》第十一章。
Let's read the scripture on Acts 11.
第一节到十八节，好吗？我们请那个谁打出来呀？
From 我们一起来念。One to 18. Let us read together.
如果你念中文就念中文，念英文念预备来。
You can read in your own language.
使徒和在犹太的众弟兄，听说外邦人也领受了神的道，即至彼得上了耶路撒冷，那些奉割礼的门徒和他争辩说。你进入未受割礼之人的家，和他们一同吃饭了。彼得就开口，把这事挨次给他们解说。我在约帕城里祷告的时候，魂游向外，看见异象，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，从天坠下，是来到我跟前。我定睛观看，见内中有地上四足的牲畜和野兽、昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。我且听见有声音向我说，彼得起来宰了吃。我说，主啊，这不是不可的，凡属我不洁净的物从来没有入过我的口。第二次有声音从天上说，神所洁净的你不可当作属物。这样一连三次就都收回天上去了。正当那时，有三个人站在我们所住的房门前，是从该撒利亚差来见我的。圣灵吩咐我和他们同去，不要疑惑。等着同着我去的还有这六位弟兄，我们都进了那人的家。那人就告诉我们，他如何看见一位天使站在他屋里说，你打发人往约帕去，那称呼彼得的西门来，他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神呢？众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀与神，说这样看来神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。我们祷告，主啊，主啊，求你来对我们说话。
Lord, will you come and speak to us?
你来震动我们那些不正确的观念。
Will you shake away the wrong perspective we have?
所以我们能够真正活在你的真理里面。
So that we can truly live in your truth.
我们就不再惧怕。
And then we will not fear anymore.
我们也不再忧虑。
We will worry no more.
我们也不再受捆绑。
We won't be bound.
我们不会一天到晚叹气。
We won't sigh all the time.
我们要开始赞美神。
We will start to praise the Lord.
我们这神是一个伟大奇妙的神。
Because our Lord is an almighty God.
他要在这末后的时代做奇妙的事情。
And the end times, He will do mighty works.
就从我自己开始。
Starting from me.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天所读的这段经文。
The scripture we read today.
使徒行传第十一章一到十八节。
And the books of Acts. 11:1-18.
这个其实是在把《使徒行传》第十章，他又再讲一遍。
It actually repeats what happened in Acts 10.
他是把《使徒行传》第十一章、第十章最重要部分又再 highlight 出来。
It just highlights the most important part in Acts 10.
我们在这边看到第一个，我们看到彼得跟犹太人一个错误的观点。
The first thing that we see is that Peter and the Jewish people had a really wrong perspective.
耶稣的门徒们。和他们当代的犹太人有一个错有一个观点。
The disciples of Jesus and the Jewish people at the time has a perspective. It's a wrong concept.
就是神特别爱犹太人。
That God actually favor Jewish people.
神看不起外邦人。
And he doesn't care about the Gentiles.
就是非犹太人。
That which is The non-Jews.
我们每次讲外邦人，外邦人，我有时候都不知道外邦人是什么意思。
When we talk about Gentile, who are the Gentiles?
就是不是犹太人就是外邦人。
Actually, those who are not Jewish people, then they are Gentiles.
只有一个内邦就是犹太人。
There's only one kind of people that is Jewish people.
我觉得中国人有点像。
It's kind of like Chinese people.
在某一个层次就是 racism.
In a certain way, it's racism.
他们没有公开的宣告这个。
They didn't openly say it.
可是心里却是如此的认为。
But in their heart, they actually think this way.
他们觉得犹太人比非犹太人更属灵。
They actually think that the Jewish people are more spiritual than the Gentile.
而且他们比他更有能力。
And that actually they are more talented in ability. They're more ability.
所以上帝就拣选了犹太人。
That's why God has chose the Jewish people.
请问根据圣经这样对不对啊？
According to the Bible, is that true?
我听到很多的，我跟很多华人传福音的时候。
I share the gospel with many Chinese people.
他们都说上帝为什么拣选犹太人？
They also ask the question why God has chosen the Jewish people.
上帝为什么不拣选中国人？
Why didn't he choose the Chinese people?
中国人这么多嘛？
That's so many Chinese there.
他们信耶稣一传，一下就传遍
了。Once you choose Chinese people, there are so many of them, and they go out and share the gospel everywhere. The gospel will be shared throughout the world.
你看，那每一种的人都会跟上帝讲，你为什么不选我们呢？
Then every part of the world, every people will ask, why God didn't choose me?
那德国人说，你为什么不选我们德国人？
And the German then can ask God, why didn't you choose us?
那我们就来看看上帝的答案。
Let's see what God has replied.
在罗马书第九章。
In Romans 9.
十一节到十六节。
From 11 to 16.
这边有七节圣经。
There's a seventh verse here.
保罗在这边解释了神拣选的真理跟奥秘。
That Paul has explained the mystery and the truth of God's chosen.
保罗讲的这段经文非常的重要。
These verses that Paul has said is really important.
你了解这段经文，你就了解神拣选犹太人的原因是什么。
When you understand these verses, then you will understand why God has chosen.
好。到这边我就念一下哈，然后Johnny 就在念英文。他说：“双子哈，就是以扫跟雅各还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。神就对利百加说：将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。这样我们可以说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？”断乎没有，因为他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
Yet therefore the twins were born or had done anything good or bad in order that God's purpose in election might stand. Not by works, but by him who calls. She was told, she was Rebecca. The older will serve the younger. Just as it is written,Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. It does not, therefore, depend on human desires or effort, but on God's mercy.
我就想问大家哈，你刚才如果听这段经文，
I would like to ask you, when you just listen to the verses,
请问神拣选是根据什么来拣选？
So, may I ask you a question that when God chooses, what is he based upon?
他是根据那个人的条件吗？
Is it based upon the person's,
我把刚才那段经文再用另外一个方法讲给你，就是说，亚伯拉罕有个儿子叫做以撒。
Let us rephrase the verses a little bit differently. Abraham has a son called Isaac.
以撒的太太叫利百加。
And Isaac's wife is Rebecca.
利百加就怀孕了。
And Rebecca is pregnant.
然后就是有双胞胎在她里面。
And there was a twins in her womb.
这个双胞胎大的叫做以扫。
And the older son is called Esau.
小的叫做雅各。
And the younger son is called Jacob.
那个使徒保罗说，就是说，当这两个小 baby 还在他妈妈腹中的时候。
So Paul actually says that when the baby is still in the mother's womb,
什么事情都还不知道将来会怎么样的时候，
there's nothing they had done. They don't even know what is going to happen to them.
神就拣选了雅各。
God has already chosen Jacob.
然后你去看旧约圣经。
So when you read the Old Testament,
雅各其实是一个很诡诈的人。
Actually, Jacob is a very crafty man.
他不是，他品德很有缺陷。
His morally is quite defeat.
你们知道雅各？你们
defect.
你们知道那个雅各那个意思是什么意思吗？
You know what Jacob means?
就是抓。
It means grab.
雅各很会抓。
Jacob is really good at grabbing.
你们知道雅各刚刚要出生就抓他。
When Jacob first was born, he already grabbed his older brother's. leg.
因为他想要赶快出来,
because he wants to be the firstborn son.
可是神就拣选他,
but God has chose Jacob over Esau.
所以这边使徒保罗讲一个事情,
so when Apostle Paul actually says something,
就说其实拣选不是看不在乎那个人是怎么样一个人,
that God chose a man, doesn't matter if the, what the man does,
or what kind of person he is,
or 他是怎么样的人,
而是在乎神拣选他,
but it depends on the Lord he had chose.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个非常重要,
because brothers and sisters, this is very important.
我们常常觉得, 哎呀, 我不配啊, 我不配啊,
we lost, a lot of times we always think that, oh, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy.
你本来就不配,
it's true, we're not worthy.
你从来就不配,
we were never worthy.
神拣选你不是因为你配,
God chose us is not because we are worthy.
神拣选你因为他爱你,
God chose us because he loves you.
这个非常重要,
this is very important.
所以这个保罗这边又引用摩西, 就是上帝对摩西说的话,
sorry. So God has actually, so that's why Moses used, I mean Paul uses what Moses says, what God says to Moses.
说说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁,
I will have mercy on whom I have mercy.
要恩待谁就恩待谁,
I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
这个对摩西很重要,
this to Moses is very important.
你们有多少人知道摩西的故事?
How many people know about the story of Moses?
当上帝要摩西出来去领他的百姓出来,他怎么反应啊?
When God asked Moses to lead his people out of Egypt, what did Moses respond? What was his
response?
好,没问题,我干。 Did he say right away that yes, I'll go?
他怎么说?
What did he say?
哎呀,不行,不行,不行。
He said, no, 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 I can't
我不能做,
do it.
不能做,
I can't do it.
我不会讲话。
I'm not good at talking.
我这个不好,那个不好。
I can't do this, I can't do that.
那个圣经上说, 后来上帝都发火了。
In the end, that in the Bible says God was even mad at him.
哇, 上帝发火是不得了的, 就表示摩西这个人真难缠啊。
When you think about it, God even get mad at him, that means Moses must be pretty annoying.
他说, 你要是不会讲话, 你哥哥就做你的, 就做你的嘴好了。
Well, if you can't really talk, then you can ask Aaron, your brother, to talk for you, to speak for you.
摩西一直以为上帝拣选他, 他必须要很好, 上帝才拣选他。
Moses always thinks that, oh, he has to be really, really good that, so that God will choose him.
所以上帝跟他讲, 他说, 我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
That's why God says, I will, you have mercy on whom I have mercy.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个真理非常重要。
This truth is very important.
再仔细听。
Please listen carefully.
这个真理非常重要。
This truth is so important.
这真理讲了一件事情，就是神有完全的主权啊。
This says that God has a complete authority.
你不用担心你生命的事情。
You don't have to worry about a thing in your life.
你先求神的国跟神的义。
When you first seek his kingdom and his righteousness,
神一定要解决你生命里面的问题，他会帮助你。
For sure he will help you and he will resolve the problems in your life.
彼得跟当代的犹太基督徒他们不了解这个。
Peter and the Jewish people at the time doesn't understand this truth.
他们以为犹太人很有道德，他们很属灵，他们很有能力，所以上帝拣选他们。
They always think that because they have such high moral and also this high spirituality, that's why God chose them.
根本就不是这样。
But that's not true.
因为在这个罗马书这边，这个使徒。 保罗讲得非常清楚。
Because here in Romans, Apostle Paul actually says it really clearly.
然而在使徒行传第十章整章和十一章，我们一到十八节，我们就看到了彼得跟犹太人被神所震动。
And here we actually see in Acts 11, 1 to 18, we see that how Peter and the Jewish people has been shaken by God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们常常有很多错误的观念。
We have a lot of wrong perspectives.
关于神的国度。
According to God, I mean, regarding God's kingdom.
关于人生。
Regarding our, this life.
有一天,
one day,
神让有一些事情发生到我们的身上。
God has allowed certain things that happens upon in you, to you.
那事情有时候很剧烈的事情。
Sometimes it could be really dramatic.
我们就会被震动。
We'll be shaken.
我现在在讲的震动就是这个。
The shaking that I've been talking about is this kind of dramatic experience.
你看那个地震来的时候。
When you look at the earthquake.
我就想问大家为什么地震很可怕。
Why is the earthquake so scary? So frightening.
你说你问这问题好像很笨啊。
When you ask this question, it seems so dumb.
为什么地震很可怕？ Okay.
Why is earthquake so frightening?
我告诉你，地震最可怕的一点。
Let me tell you this. Why is earthquake so frightening?
因为你一个人活在世界上，你必须站在一个地方是不动的才行。
When a person lives on the earth, they must stand upon a solid ground.
如果你所站的那一点地都开始动，
if even the ground that you stand is start to move,
你就绝对没有安全感。
You don't have the security.
很多人都要控制。
Everybody wants control.
哎，最起码我站的这块地不会动。
At least the ground that I'm standing is not moving.
这房子是我租的。
This house I have rented.
最起码在这个月我付完房租，这是属于我的。
At least in this square foot, in this place that I rent, it belongs to me.
这个车是我买的。
That this car belongs to me, I bought it.
这小孩是我生的。
This kid I gave birth to is mine.
我要 control.
I want control.
结果有一天，
somehow one day,
我住的那个房子。
The house that I lived in,
突然开始动，
it start to move.
哎呀，动了超过十秒钟。
And it start move over 10 seconds.
你会突然觉得说，哎呦，怎么回事？
And then you start to think, what's happening now?
这叫做震动。
This called shaking.
很多时候我们在人生里面，神也容许事情发生到你身上。
A lot of times that God has allowed shaking to come to our life.
我们就被震动。
When we've been shaken,
当那个震动来的时候，
when it comes,
就是要改变的时候，
it's time to change.
我现在就讲到彼得跟当代这个犹太基督徒的一个震动。
Now I'm talking about the shaking at the time of Peter and the Jewish people.
当这个耶路撒冷的使徒们啊，犹太的基督徒们知道彼得去到外邦人哥尼流的家以后，
when the Jewish people, Jewish Christian at the time knows that Peter has been with the Gentile.
他们就跟他辩论。
They start to argue with
him. 因为照犹太人的律法，你不能这样子。
According to the laws of the Jewish people, they cannot have any association with the Gentile.
那些外邦人是没有受割礼的。
Because the Gentile have not been circumcised.
他们不是属于上帝。
They do not belong to God.
他们是不洁净的人。
They're not cleansed.
你怎么可以跟他们来往呢？
How can you associate with them?
所以今天的这段经文，彼得就逐一的跟他们说故事了。
That's why Peter today, Peter is telling them the story of why he did it.
这是一个很长的故事。
This is a long story.
所以刚才先讲地震，让你不要睡觉。
So that's why I just talk about earthquake, so you won't fall asleep.
他这个故事里面，首先讲到一个人叫做哥尼流。
So this in the story, there's a person whose name was Cornelius.
这个哥尼流是住在该撒利亚。
He lives in Caesarea.
就是在今天以色列国的北边的一个海港城市。
Actually, it's located in the northern part of Israel. It's a city in the northern part of Israel today.
他是一个罗马籍的军官。
He's a Roman, officer.
他是个百夫长。
And a centurion.
就是今天军队里面的这个连长是 captain.
See, he's so.Which means it's a captain in the army.
领导一百个人。
He leads about 100 people.
这个人有什么特色呢？
Well, what is the characteristic of this? What is so special about him?
他是一个敬畏神的人。
He's a God-fearing man.
很奇特的一件事情。
This is a very special thing.
哥尼流还没信耶稣。
He does not know the Lord yet.
他不认识耶稣。
He doesn't know Jesus.
可是圣经上说他是一个敬畏神。
But the Bible says that he is a God-fearing man.
而且他也常常祷告。
So he always prayed.
而且他是周济穷人。
And he helped the poor.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你不要以为你信耶稣了，你很虔诚。
Don't think that if you believe in Christ that you are the only one who is pious.
我告诉你，有很多还没信主的人，他也很虔诚。
Let me tell you that many people who has not come to Christ yet, they are also very devoted.
他们只是还没有听到福音而已。
Just that they haven't heard of the gospel.
而且一个人敬虔不敬虔不是嘴巴讲。
And if the person is devoted or not, it's not based upon what they say.
是看你的生活怎么样。
It's based upon what their life is like.
然后我们看到哥尼流是一个顺服神的人。
And we also see that Cornelius is obedient.
有一天下午三点钟的时候， 哥尼流在跟神祷告。
One day in the afternoon, around 3 p.m., he started to pray to God.
有神的天使向他显现。
And an angel appeared to him.
神的天使说，你的祷告跟你的德行，你周济穷人都已经被我听见了。
God says to him that all your good works I have received, and all your burnt offering I have received it.
他说，你现在要打发人往约帕的城去。
Now that you should send people to Joppa.
然后去找一个叫做彼得的人。
And you should find a person whose name was Peter. I'm so sorry.
然后他会告诉你应该怎么做。
And then he will start to tell what to do.
结果这个哥林流马上就这样做。
So in the end, Cornelius just responded immediately.
这是不简单的事情。
So it isn't an easy thing.
第三个，这个人是一个大大有名的好人。
And the third thing is, this person is famous for being a good man.
他在整个犹太人社区都知道他是一个义人。
And throughout the Israel land, that everybody knows that he's a righteous man.
而且他是一个谦卑的。
And he is a humble man.
当他派了三个人去找彼得的时候。
When he sent three servants to Peter.
然后他就把他家里的人都聚集在一起。
And he asked all his family members and relatives to come to his house.
还有他的好朋友们都在一起。
And his friends could come over.
他们等彼得来。
They were waiting for Peter.
他们要听上帝借着彼得对他们说什么。
They were waiting for Peter to tell them what God wants to say.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要靠神的恩典。
We must rely upon God's grace.
我们要做一个受教的人。
We must be a teachable person.
当我们受教，神能改变我们。
When we are teachable, God can change us.
所以当震动来的时候，我们不会一直埋怨。
So when shaking comes, we won't complain.
我们会求问说，神这是什么意思？
We will start to ask God, what do you mean?
我们就看到这个彼得讲他故事，他首先讲到哥林流这个人。
So when we see how Peter tells the story, it says about Cornelius.
第二个，彼得又讲到他看到一个异象。
And the second thing that Peter talked about, that he fell into a trance.
所以有一天快到中午的时候，他就到房顶上去祷告。
So there's a certain day he in around the noon time he went to the roof and start praying to God.
所以快中午的时候就是肚子饿的时候。
So around noon time is when we are hungry.
他肚子饿的时候，他看的异象就跟吃的有关系。
And so the trance he fell into was related to food.
他就闻有异象说，他天开了，有一个雾降下，好像一块大布，细着四角。里面有地上各样的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟，就有声音对他说：“彼得，起来宰了吃。”
So when Peter was fallen into a trance, he saw that from heaven there's like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corner, and it came down to where he was, and he saw four-footed animals of the earth, and God has told him to kill them and eat.
彼得就说。主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净，我从来都没有吃过。所以彼得是很遵守律法的人。
And so Peter really, Peter responded, says he cannot eat these because he's never eaten anything that was unclean. But so that means that Peter is he follows the laws.
但是神的声音就对他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。”
But God spoke to him that says, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean."
这样总共有三次。
That has repeated three times.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这对彼得来讲是很大的震动。
This is a real great shaking to him.
因为他们根据律法，这些东西是不能吃的。
So according to the law, these foods he could not eat.
请问谁给律法？
So who gave the law?
他说摩西。
Moses.
那谁给摩西律法？
Who actually gave law to Moses?
上帝给摩西律法，是不是？
God gave him the laws, right?
上帝借着摩西把律法给犹太人。
God gave Moses the law, and through Moses he gave laws to the Jewish people.
神在这边讲到他的主权，对不对？
So here it talks about God's authority.
他给他一个意象，说这些东西，哎呀，这个都不能吃啊。
Well, God gives him a trend that tells him, oh, these are food he cannot eat.
因为这些是不洁的东西。
Well, because these are unclean.
上帝说，我说这是洁净的，我洁净它就是可以吃了。
But God says that when he cleans certain things that is clean, then you can eat.
所以这是一个很大的观念上的改变。
So it's a great different, great change in the paradigm.
所以彼得就很 confused 了。
所以
therefore,
that's therefore Peter was really confused.
所以神就给他，我们彼得又讲说，这个事情 不是我一个意向就决定，下面有很多的印证。
So this kind of thing, it wasn't because it couldn't be confirmed just by Peter's experience, but it has been confirmed throughout many things.
Many confirmations. 第一个就是当彼得正在那边说怎么回事的时候，那三个哥尼流派来的人就在那边大声喊叫：“彼得是不是住在这里啊？”
So one first confirmation was that when Peter was still pondering about what happened in the trend, what does it mean? Three servants came.From Cornelius search for him.
第二个就是圣灵对彼得讲说，你不要害怕，这是我派来的人，你要跟他们去。
And the second confirmation was that the Holy Spirit spoke to Peter and told him to go with the Gentile.
第三个就是哥尼流三个的使者，他们也讲他们的故事。
And the third confirmation was that the servants of Cornelius tell their side of the story.
第四个就是哥尼流，他们到了哥尼流家，哥尼流也跟他讲他的异象。
And the fourth confirmation, when Peter arrived their house, and Cornelius tell them he saw an angel.
是神差他派这三个人去请他的。
It was God who sent these three servants to find Peter.
最后一个最重要的印证。
And the last confirmation.
就是当彼得讲完福音以后，圣灵就降临在这所有没有受割礼人的身上。
It was that when Peter finished sharing the gospel, the Holy Spirit fall upon them and all the Gentiles who listened. Yeah.
他们开始赞美神。
And they start to praise God.
所以跟彼得去有五个受过割礼的犹太弟兄姊妹，犹太人的基督徒。
So there were five others. Jewish Christian who went with Peter.
他们都看到了。
They also witnessed this happen.
所以没有话讲。
So they have nothing to say.
这是说明什么呢？
What does it say?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要印证。
We need confirmation.
神如果要做一些事情在我们当中。
When God is working among us.
他会有很多的 confirmation.
There will be a lot of 印证。
不会只有你一个人自己的感觉。
There won't be just your feeling.
Amen.
Amen.
很多人跑去跟人说，哎，神感动你，感动我就是要娶你做太太。
So many people say that, oh, God has touched my heart that I need to marry you.
对，很好啊，那是你的感动啊。
Well, it's true, very good, but that's only your feeling.
那个姊妹有没有感动要嫁给你啊？
How about the sister? Did she felt the Lord compel her to marry you?
那个姊妹的父母的感动怎么样啊？
How about the parents of her, this sister?
是不是需要很多的印证啊？
Doesn't we need a lot of confirmation?
Amen.
Amen.
很多时候我们把自己的冲动当成上帝的感动。
A lot of times we think that our own impulsive reaction thought that was a
move of God. 那很多时候上帝感动你的时候，你又说，哎，这个 idea 太 weird.
And a lot of times when God really moves you hard, you think that this idea is too outside the box.
不是太 weird, 是你不愿意付代价。
It's because it's not because it's too much for you, it's because you're not willing to pay the price.
比如说神感动你每天早上要六点钟起来灵修。
For example, if God has moved your heart to wake up early every morning at 6 o'clock to have devotional time with him.
你说那个不是从上帝来。
Well, I think this is not from God.
绝对不会。
It shouldn't be from God.
因为我绝对爬不起来。
Because I can't wake up this early.
这个很难讲。
Well, it's hard to say.
可能你就是需要爬起来。
Maybe it's that's what exactly you need. You need to wake up early.
然后你一早起来，一开始你就发现一个新的天地打开。
And once you get up early in the morning, you start to realize that the Lord's revealed the different thing to you.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
彼得跟这些犹太人的基督徒。
Peter and the Jewish Christians.
当他们看到这个神的震动临到他们的时候，
when they see how God's shaking comes upon them,
他们就愿意被改变。
They're willing to be changed.
在观念上被改变。
In their paradigm.
然后在他们的行动上被改变。
And then their action.
他们就愿意接受。
They're willing to accept.
他们就归荣耀与神。
And they give God the glory.
彼得马上就替他们受施洗。
And Peter just baptize them immediately.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个不得了的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
犹太人这么多年的传统通通改变了。
This is very amazing because all the cultural history of the Jewish people has been changed.
因为如果这个观念没有改变，
if their paradigm didn't change,
福音没有办法传给外邦人。
The gospel cannot be preached to the Gentiles.
大使命不会完成。
There won't There is no such thing as Great Commission.
今天我们不会在这里。
We won't be here today.
因为中国人是外邦人。
Because Chinese people are the Gentiles.
美国人也是外邦人。
And America is also Gentile.
所有不是犹太人都是外邦人。
So everybody who is not Jewish, there are Gentiles.
神给他们一个极大的震动。
So God gave them a real great shaking.
就是神爱全世界的人。
Because God loves the whole world.
神拣选犹太人不是因为犹太人好。
God chose the Jewish people is not because they are good.
你们有没有注意神其实没有拣选犹太人。
Did you realize that God didn't choose Jewish people?
神拣选了一个人。
God actually chose one person.
那个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
Whose name is Abraham.
他的孙子叫做雅各。
And his grandson's called Jacob.
就是那个很坏的那个人。
Well, that's the bad guy.
然后神改变他。
And God changed him.
然后把他的名字改成以色列。
And changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
然后他有十二个儿子。
And then he has 12 sons.
这就是以色列民族的开始。
That's the beginning of the Israelites.
所以下次又有人问你。
So next time if somebody asks you,
为什么上帝拣选犹太人呢?
Why did God choose the Jewish people?
为什么不拣选我这, 我这个国家的人呢?
Why didn't he choose us, my nation?
你就跟他讲说上帝没有拣选犹太人。
Well, you can tell them that God didn't choose Jewish people.
上帝拣选了一个人。
God actually chose one person.
那个人一直顺服。
And that person always obeyed God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你今天坐在这里。
When you sit here today.
表示神拣选你。
Which means God has chosen you.
不管你跟神的关系多远,
it doesn't matter how far away is your relationship with him.
你跟神的关系多近,
or how close you are with him.
若不是神的拣选, 你不会坐在这里。
If it's not out of God's chosenness, you won't be here.
Amen.
Amen.
我们每一个人坐在这里都有故事。
Everybody who sits here, they have their own story.
你今天能坐在这边听到,
when you can sit here and listen to the word of God.
你说你是基督徒,
you say you're Christian.
你相信神,
and you believe in Christ.
这后面都有很大的一个旅程在。
There has been a great journey behind the story.
那就是神对摩西说, 我怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
That's why God says, I have mercy upon whom I have mercy.
我常常听到我父亲讲他的见证。
I always heard my father tells me his testimony.
我最近比较常常去看我爸爸。
I always go see him
not always.
recently.
I go more often recently, not always. Yeah. 不要制造假象，我没有那么孝顺。
Sometimes, I don't know.
我发现他年纪大了。
Because he's getting older now.
他老是讲他小时候的故事。
He always talks about when he was young.
好精彩的故事。
Really exciting stories.
然后他常常讲一件事情。
Always say something. He always mention one thing.
他说神真的恩待我。
He always says that God was so merciful to me.
他在1949年的时候。
In the year 1949.
他就是在广州。
He was in Guangzhou.
那时候中国大陆快要被共产党拿去。
At the time that the whole China was taken by the communists.
然后兵荒马乱的时候。
When everything was in confusion.
然后他在大街上走路。
He was walking down the street.
有一个老太太就给他一个单张。
There was an elder woman who gave him a handout.
然后就带他去教会。
And led him to church.
他就听了一次福音。
And he listened to the gospel the first time.
后来到了台湾。
And then he went to Taiwan.
然后又有人邀请他。
And then another person invited him.
他又去教会。
And he also went to church.
这去台湾这一次他就信耶稣。
And the second time he went to church in Taiwan.
他一信耶稣。
He believed in Christ.
他一信耶稣就好热心。
After he received Christ, he was so passionate, have such passion.
后来他觉得在县政府做事没什么意思。
And then he realized that working for the government doesn't mean much.
然后他就把他的工作都辞掉了。
So he resigned.
然后他就去念神学。
And he started to study, went to the seminary.
就是这样走下来，走下来。
That's how he go step by step.
他说我的家，我在湖南的家根本就不认识上帝。
He says that his family in Hunan doesn't even know God.
他们都是拜偶像的。
They worship idols.
但是神就拣选他。
But God chose him.
就给他那个机会。
Gave him a chance.
我在想说。那时候兵荒马乱1949那么乱的时候在广州市居然有一个老太太居然发一个单张给他
Can you imagine in the time of 1949 when everything was in chaotic society was in chaos that an old lady gave him an invitation
A gospel tract
那个福音单张
所以他的生命他的命运就改变了。
And his life has been changed then.
但是他对这个神的邀请的反应也决定他的命运。
But how he responded to the gospel also has decided his destiny.
所以我们要看一看我们有什么可以学习的。
So here we can see what we can learn here today.
第一个我们就活在我们发现我们活在一个特别的世代。
The first thing we must know that is that we are living in a critical time.
无论是经济、政治、自然界，神都在震动。
Regardless of the economic and the political and in the world in a natural sense, God is shaking the whole world.
事实上，一切能被震动的都要被震动。
In fact, that everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
我是很坦白跟弟兄姊妹讲，有很多大的改变要临到全世界，非常快，在未来一年内。
Truly, truly, let me tell you that a great change is coming to the world.
但是在希伯来书那边，这个。作者讲了一件非常鼓励我们的话。
But in Hebrews 12, the author actually says something that really encouraged all of us.
虽然神要震动地，要震动天。
Even though that our God is going to shake the heaven and the earth again.
但是我们有一个不能被震动的国。
But we have a kingdom that in us cannot be shaken.
请问这个国是什么？
What kind of kingdom is this?
这非常重要。
This is important.
我们有一个不被震动的国，请问这个国是什么国？
We have an unshakable kingdom. What kind of kingdom is this?
那就是神的国。
That's God's kingdom.
请问神的国在哪里？
Where is God's kingdom?
跟你有没有什么关系？
Is it related to us? To you?
在哪里啊？
Where is it?
啊？在你的心里面，那神的国怎么跑到你的心里面去？
How can it be in your heart? How can his kingdom be in our heart?
请问这个国的王是谁啊？
Who is the king of this kingdom?
你知道当主耶稣来传福音，他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
When Jesus came and spread the gospel, he said, the kingdom is near, the kingdom is at hand, you must repent.
其实那个国就是讲到他自己。
So the kingdom he talks about was him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这世界会一直被震动。
The whole world is going to be shaking and again,
again, again, every area. 但是你有一个不能被震动国，就是主耶稣在他里，在你里面。
But you have a kingdom that cannot be shaken, which is Jesus in you.
所以我今天要跟你分享的一个，从今天这个功课所要分享的，就是我们一定要知道我们为什么而活。
So first thing I want to share with you today, to what we learn here.Is that we must know what we live for.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这个答案你都知道。
We all know the answer.
你一定要为耶稣基督而活。
We must live for Christ alone.
另外一个就是你一定要为永恒而活。
You must live for eternity.
好，我讲一些个人的,
Let me
个人的感觉哦。
Share with you my personal feelings.
我现在已经56岁了。
I'm 56.
然后我常常去梳头发的时候。
Every time when I go to the barber shop.
不是 barber shop, 我梳头发。
梳头发 oh, sorry. When I comb my hair.
我就发现很多白头发。
I have a lot of white hair.
我上次去理发的时候。
Last time, this time is barber shop.
上次去理。
The hairdresser.
去理发的时候，那个理发师他讲话很有技巧。
And the hairdresser was really
diplomatic.
她
不愿意得罪人。
She doesn't want to offend you.
她就说，田牧师啊。
She said, Pastor Tian.
你头发好像少了很多啊。
Your hair seems to be thinner now.
我说那是好还是不好？
Is that a good thing or bad thing?
她没讲话。
She didn't say a word.
然后我就说。我觉得我的白头发很多了。
And then I say I realize that I have more white hair now.
那以前都是藏在里面。
Before it was all hidden inside.
但是现在因为头发越来越少。
Because now my hair is thinner, so
现在都藏不住啊。
I can't hide them anymore.
通通都露出来了。
It's all out revealed.
然后从那天开始。
And from that day on.
我回家去梳头的时候。
And when I comb my hair at home.
我就特别注意。
I really look for the white hair.
越注意就越糟糕。
Once I look for them, it's even worse.
这个白头发很多哎。
I really have a lot of white hair.
Gray hair.
Gray hair.
你说你讲这个故事跟为永恒而活有什么关系？
How is that related to eternity?
我要讲就是我的白头发会越来越多。
My point is, I will always have more gray hair.
I will grow more gray hair.
I grow more.
因为我会越来越老。
Because I'm gonna get old.
这是没有办法转化的事实。
It's the fact that I cannot return.
但是很多时候，当我们活在世界上，我们看到这个现象。
But a lot of times when we see this phenomenon when we in our lives,
在我们的生命里面，他都先翻了，他知道我要讲什么，这是先知性翻译，他先预知你要讲什么。我们心里会有一个危机。
We have a crisis.
我们说我们老了。
We feel a crisis. We think that oh, I'm getting old.
我这一生是为什么而活
？Then why what I'm living for?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
你刚才什么都没听见。
Well, you didn't hear anything just now.
记得
，remember，
你要为永恒而活。
You must live for eternity.
永恒是一个很空泛的字。
Eternity is a very vague word.
你为那个永恒的王而活。
You live for the eternal King.
就是主耶稣。
That's Jesus.
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
主耶稣是唯一值得你为他而活的那个。
That's Jesus Christ is the only person is worthy for you to live for.
我希望这个教会是一个非常追求主耶稣的教会。
I really wish that our church is a church that really pursue Christ.
因为在他里面有一切一切。
Because in Christ he has everything.
你说我不懂你在讲什么。
I don't understand what you're talking about.
这就表示你需要追求他。
That means you have to pursue him.
表示你不认识他。
Because you don't know him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们活在世界上。
When we live here in our
life. 我们需要赚钱。
We need to make money.
我们需要养儿养女。
It's true that we need to raise our children.
我们需要有很多的责任要做。
It's true we have a lot of responsibility.
但是那不是你活在这世界上的原因。
But that's not the reason for you to live.
Amen.
Amen.
对不对啊
？Amen.
你们同意就说阿门。
Amen.
我们都很忙。
We're all busy.
但是你。
But why? What are you busy for?
忙的那些事情有没有永恒的价值
？The thing that you're busy about, is there an eternal value in it? I would like to invite you to think upon this. You and I must know God.That he has a great plan for us. But you must know that your whole life is not just limited to the few years in this life. There's also the eternal. You must start to think about the eternal. It doesn't start when you die.It starts when you believe and receive Christ and born again. You start to live for him. One day when Christ sees you, he has to hold you accountable for all the deeds you have done. He will ask, how did you spend your money? How did you spend your time? How did youuse your ability, your talents. Then you ask me, how can I really live for eternity? Our church vision is one of the best ways for us to live for eternity. The first thing is you must do is to do the great commandment.Everything you do is to focus onLove God with all your heart. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Then you share the gospel with your neighbors, with your other people. And you share what you have learned to others, with others. And prepare all of us to wait for the return of our King.That is living for the eternity. When we focus on this, all your needs God will provide. I have no more time left. May the Lord help us. When the shaking comes, many paradigms have to change. Today I only talk about one. It's to live for eternity. You cannot live for your children. Cannot live for your grandchildren. Cannot live for your career. You must live for Christ. We'll receive a communion now. The children's going to come. We praise the Lord. We have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. That is Christ Jesus who lives in our heart. In the past Friday morning, our pastors get together. That day we have an assignment is to write a sermon based upon Psalm 23. So I share with them I share with them the first verse and then ask them which verses is your favorite. You share with them, yeah. The first verse says that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Brothers and sisters, this is a very important verse. Are you lack? Do you have any lacks? Surely we have lacks. Well, some people lack of sleep. The key word is, who is my shepherd?
谁是我的牧者?
Who is my shepherd?
耶和华是我的牧者。
Jehovah, the Lord is my shepherd.
请问耶和华是什么意思?
What does the Lord Jehovah mean?
耶和华就是 I am what I am.
Jehovah means
我是我是，没有任何事情能来描写上帝，只有上帝他自己能够描写他自己。
Nothing else can describe our God, only His name Himself to describe God.
如果那位上帝是我的牧者,
if this God is my shepherd,
我就绝对不会缺乏,
then I will not lack anything.
问题你信不信?
The problem is, do you believe it?
今天我们要领受这个圣餐,
today when we receive your communion,
再次提醒我们,
to remind us
谁是我们的牧者,
who is our shepherd.
那个 I am 就是主耶稣他自己。
The 我是 talks about Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross. He rescued us from going to destruction in hell. And He's going to return. Isn't that good news?
你们有多少人想到主耶稣要回来的?
How many people think about Jesus returning?
请问是好消息, 坏消息?
Is it a good news or bad news?
还是 no news?
Or no news?
现在问题是,
不是新闻。
现在问题是有些人一天到晚在算他哪一天要回来。 那不是重要的。
Most important.
他不会让你知道, 圣经上已经讲得很清楚。
Well, the Lord won't let you know because in the Bible it says so clearly.
主耶稣在最后的晚餐里面,
in the Last Supper, Jesus says that
主耶稣建立了这个圣餐,
Jesus has established
神要他的门徒们, 常常守这个圣餐, 纪念他的死, 直到他将来再回来。